Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Last week, we journeyed to Nepal and the Himalayan mountains. This week, we'll take a jaunt to China, and you will meet a young man who is attempting to reform public opinion about people who are disabled. His name is Kai Kong. Now, before I begin, though, I would like you to know that I have reluctantly decided to Americanize the pronunciation of his name and some of the other names in the articles that I'll be reading today. I felt it would be quite distracting if I was struggling with the authentic pronunciation. So, to start out, Kai Kong's name is actually spelled C-A-I-C-O-N-G, and it probably should sound something like Tsai Tsong, but I'll stick with Kai Kong, with your forgiveness. And now, the first article, this one comes from Ability Magazine. It's titled, Kai Kong, He Broke the Stereotype. He has rarely been seen in public, and he is unlike other people with disabilities we have seen. He is neither angry nor bitter, and he is not filled with hatred. He is not full of self-pity, and he is not miserable. He is a humble little man, both humorous and witty. What he experienced during his first 30 years was special, but he admits he is just an ordinary person. As a public welfare organization advocate, Kai Kong is now a partner to Beijing Welfare Group and a disabled organization. He is also the CEO of a magazine called Someone. He is a non-visual photography instructor and a program producer. He was born in 1986 in Hubei, Jingzhou, and at the age of 10, he began losing his vision. His vision is now only a number they give, I don't really understand it, but maybe you do. His vision is now only 0.2008. In the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games, he participated in a disabled video advertisement, and in 2017, he appeared on the talk show Ki Pa Xiao. In Chinese culture, the most popular people in society are featured on that show, Ki Pa Xiao. Using his witty humor, Kai Kong attracted stars like Ma Dong and Ken Kangi and He Jiang, all of which gave him a standing ovation. Other top stars on the show praised him and stated Kai Kong was possibly one of the best guests ever to appear on that show. His view that, this is a quote, his view that the world should not have disabled people shocked the audience, and for some time, Kai Kong became the main focus and center of media discussions, to the point where media stations competed for coverage and news on him. Call him a marvel, call him a sinner, but his popularity was due to his witty comments, his humorous responses, and his interest in the rights for disabled people. It was also a response to the way he broke the stereotype of the typical disabled people and his or her image. As a person with a disabled identity, it all added to his image and made him ever more popular. But Kai Kong cannot truly feel the impact of his popularity. Disability is our characteristic, but not a disadvantage. This is a quote. In 1996, Kai Kong was a 10-year-old boy in Hubei, Shaanxi, and his vision worsened to 0.02. That year, while at the Spring Festival, his father pointed to a car and asked, "Do you see the car's license plate?" At that time, Kai Kong did not realize there was something wrong with his eyes, so he responded, "Where? I cannot see it." Despite how close he got to the car, he still could not see the license plate number. As a result, his father took him to the hospital for help. The diagnosis revealed that Kai Kong suffered from glaucoma. In a quote, "Such a handsome child, but he can no longer see." Kai Kong's parents did not know that their child had moved from the back of the classroom to the front in an effort to see the blackboard, but still found it too difficult. But he had a good teacher, and his friends did not abandon him. They even formed a small reading group in which his friends read to him. During this period, novels like 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, The Unbearable Lightness of Being by Milan Kundera, and others on other novels gave him strength. They helped his understanding that pain, loneliness, and happiness have the same value and are equally important. I am already like this. What is more difficult than what I am now? That's a quote. Kai Kong worked hard to study, attend school, and play with his friends and classmates. During the final exams, Kai Kong was the first in the class, and he became known as the other person's child, which was a compliment in that he was what all parents wanted their children to be like, the other person's child. His excellent academic performance increased his confidence and allowed him to start looking forward to his future. Despite how well he did in school, he could not complete the normal college entrance exams. Before he took the tests, his vision deteriorated even more, and the necessary papers became very unclear. He asked the staff for assistance, but the Education Examination Institute rejected his request. In desperation, he decided to go to Chang Chung University Special Education Institute, a school that accepted blind students. Here he met a large number of blind people, but for the first time, he was told what kind of a future he could have, massage. But this made him wonder, why can the blind only work as masseuses? There were many students at the university, and they all had different talents like singing and dancing. This was when Kai Kong became determined to change the fate of the blind and the paths that they could take to their future. After he left the university, he was restless. During the previous 3 years, he used non-visual photography training to assist the blind students to shoot from their hearts. The argument that the blind shoot whatever, since they cannot see and cannot know what they are doing, Kai Kong believes the feelings of the blind can also use a camera to convey beautiful scenery. His marriage is an example of him following his heart. Many expected Kai Kong to marry someone who wasn't blind so she could take care of him. But when he found love, he did not avoid his feelings. His wife is also blind, and he wants their love to prove that the blind can pursue happiness. Once your beliefs are firm, you are more able to accept yourself. At one time, his teacher asked, "When you are on the toilet and cannot see, how do you wipe your ass?" Kai Kong did not take that question seriously, but he thought, do you really need to see in order to wipe? Just when he believes everything is okay, questions referring to his daughter force him to think more deeply. On Kai Kong's desk is a picture of the three of them, himself, his wife, and their daughter. Out of love for him, Xiao Chia, his 26-year-old wife, quit her job in Shanghai and moved to Beijing, where she became a makeup artist who was teaching the blind how to apply makeup. When they decided to have children, those around them did everything to stop it. Despite their preparations and decisions to care for the child, whether he or she was healthy or not, their risky behavior to abstain genetic testing grew harsh criticism. A quote, "You too cannot see. What if the child inherits this and is also blind? Isn't that irresponsible? Aren't you afraid he or she will be embarrassed that both of her parents are blind? Have you not considered your possible child's feelings?" Others accuse him and say it's irresponsible to not consider his daughter, to which Kai Kong replied, "I cannot see the picture book. Then my daughter and I can listen to the book. We can also talk about movies." This reveals his frustration in realizing there will be many obstacles for them. The birth of his child has made him firmer in his belief that life is equal and more clearly aware of what children mean to their parents. Kai Kong states, "Most people think the sole use of having children is to have someone to look after them once they're old. Those children will become better than their parents. This is a Chinese philosophy that parents are the dragons and children are the phoenixes, that each generation becomes more powerful than the one preceding it." And he continues by saying, "I am not like that. My wife and I feel we should enjoy the life that God has given us. I love this child, not because of what she may become in the future or that she will take care of me when I'm old. I love her because she is a child who is equal to every other child in the world. She is just as valuable, and no disability can change this. Next quote, give them 1,000 answers, but there will also be 1,001 questions. Today, Kai Kong has become too tired to respond to the questions. He believes that as long as everyone upholds the stereotype for people with disabilities, then nothing will change. This problem will always exist. In addition to taking care of his family, Kai Kong works for the disability group Promoting Its Rights. A quote, Kong is our big brother. When he is here, we are not afraid of anything. When Kai Kong's name is mentioned at the office, colleagues show their support by giving him a thumbs up. Uber was bought by Didi, and this new company ceased providing for the blind. As a result, Kai Kong and the Group for Disabled Rights launched an advocate movement and demanded an evaluation of the transportation system. When Huawei and OPPO mobile telephones were first released, there were similar problems. Kai Kong encouraged everyone to write to the networks, but to also help modify the initiative in his letters. The event was covered by the news and gained mass media attention due to the determination of Kai Kong and the groups that he led. According to Kai Kong, much needs to be done to improve the education for the blind in China. China's education for the blind is still in the infant stage. Special education schools still insist the only career option for the blind is to be a masseuse, and many blind students still go into the massage industry. In his opinion, that profession is not good or bad. The problem is that the blind in China do not have the power to choose what to learn and what to become. In contrast, the employment opportunities for the blind in the United States is relatively open. For example, they could be lawyers, teachers, programmers, and so forth. Additionally, in America, visually impaired children attend ordinary schools, and they are given the opportunity to grow up just like the others. Kai Kong has said that when people with disabilities are given encouragement, they are ready to enter society with confidence. Unfortunately, when they enter the real world and are faced with the social inequalities and non-tolerant attitudes, they become understandably frustrated. In addition, the parents of the disabled are victims of these attitudes and may feel ashamed of their disabled children. As a result, many disabled children find it difficult to enter society, which is most likely why the disabled are never seen on the streets of China. In an effort to change the living conditions of the disabled in China, Kai Kong reached out via radio shows and magazines. To him, it was not work. It was what his heart wanted to do. He went on to the talk show Ki Pa Xiao in an attempt to raise awareness for the disabled, to change their living environments, and to teach others to treat the disabled with more respect. Kai Kong has done all of this in an effort to raise awareness for the disabled, and it was not for personal fame. Before appearing on the lecture show titled Wonderful Speech, he refused offers from many other programs. These other shows were more about his life and an attempt to gain sympathy from the viewers, but Kai Kong wanted to educate viewers on the lives of the disabled. Another reason why he appeared on that TV show, Ki Pa Xiao, was because he agreed with the show's values. Over the past decade, I've been concentrating on what people with disabilities can do. I would spend all day considering various theories, and the more I thought, the further I got from real people and real lives. Kai Kong has said, Wonderful Speech, that would be the lecture show, Wonderful Speech believes that nothing is right or wrong, but is there to promote diversity. The audience of the other TV show, which is called Ki Pa Xiao, saw that Kai Kong was the first disabled person ever selected from the hundreds of thousands of applicants. During the first two rounds of the show, he surprised many through intense debate. On the program, he spoke of how he was unlucky to have a disease, but he had such a cheerful tone, many viewers were left with much to think about. After the show, more learned of him, and he earned the title of Wonderful Debut. And a quote, when blind people want to be successful, it is strange or odd. when blind people deviate from the rest, they're called evil or stupid. These are the opinions of most people, and according to this logic, Kai Kong should be called strange and evil. But his illness does not infer that he is stupid or a demon. He is someone who has learned to accept himself, become engaged in disability-related work, and provide a voice to a societal group. This article was written by Kang Chen Yuan as a story as a part of a series of articles published as an exclusive editorial exchange between China Press for People with Disabilities and Spring Breeze and Ability Magazine. Once again, Kai Kong, he broke the stereotype. More about him from this one. This article comes from a website called www.twothirdsoftheplanet.com. Well, that's a pretty long web address, so in case you two are wondering, they say this about themselves. Two-thirds of the planet has a connection to a disability, be it through personal experience, a loved one, or an acquaintance. This is a website for those two-thirds, by and for, people with disabilities and their allies. The article is called China and People with Disabilities by Patricia Chadwick. This is an excerpt from the article. 1+1, the voice of people with disabilities. 1+1 is a unique organization I had the opportunity to visit during my most recent trip to China in July of 2015. 1+1 is trying to change the situation for people with disabilities through a combination of media projects, job skills training, a hotline, and leadership training for young disabled people. Their goals are to give voice to the concerns of disabled people in China, change social attitudes, and promote the integration of disabled people into mainstream society. They are committed to establishing and developing local organizations for disabled people and to protecting the rights of people with disabilities throughout China. The Beijing-based non-governmental organization is one of the only disabled people's organization in China established and run entirely by people with disabilities. It was started in 2006 by two disabled people with IT backgrounds. In 2008, two of the staff became the first fully accredited disabled Chinese journalists in the history of the Olympics. Above all, they believe it is essential that disabled people have their own independent voice. In 2013, 1+1 teamed with the Media Research Institute of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, and they issued a report called The Observation Report on China Print Media of Disability from 2008 to 2012. Studies showed that the themes of 1,468 reports during that time period were mostly focused on disabled people's health or rehabilitation and the help they receive from others. The voices of people with disabilities were rarely represented, and there were very few reports on education, employment, and the participation of disabled people in public life. Most of the news reports failed to introduce disability rights concepts, such as the inclusive design, or discrimination, or reference to any of China's disability laws. As a result of the research, 1+1, this is the name of the organization now, 1+1 produced what's called the Reporter's Handbook for Reporting Disability, which encourages media to look at disability from a human rights perspective and promotes more positive terminology. The first they addressed was the use of words which translate roughly into the term disabled and obstructed, rather than using the more commonly used at the time expression, which translated to disabled and sick, or deformed. 1+1 had begun promoting the term in 2006 and noted that its use in news media increased to around 10% by 2013. Kai Kong, you've just heard about him, Kai Kong publishes Yu Ren. This is the name of a magazine. Yu Ren is the online magazine of the 1+1 organization. It is written by and for the disabled community. Kai Kong is trying to change the media image of people with disabilities. Here's a quote. In addition to environmental obstacles, an important aspect is the various misunderstandings and negative attitudes, he says. On many occasions, disabled people are regarded as useless and in need of compassion. It is these kind thoughts that put me through all those experiences and confusion in my early years. Where do these thoughts come from? Do disabled people isolate themselves, or are they isolated by the public's attitudes and actions? Whatever their origin, mass media is constantly deepening the old stereotypical image of the disabled in public. Improving the situation for people with disabilities anywhere in the world involves a multi-pronged approach, which includes disabled people being educated about their human and legal rights, forming social movements, advocating for policy change at a governmental level, and changing the attitudes of the non-disabled public. In all of these, news and information play a key role. One Plus One operates a radio station. It's called Voice of the Blind. This station broadcasts throughout all of China via China National Radio. It reaches as many as 300 million listeners. They are particularly interested in reaching rural areas where their program is usually the only source of information about disability issues. Mastering the skills of radio production has given members of the production team the confidence to express their views. The programs cover issues such as how to access education and employment, independent living skills, and accessible technology. To help disabled people in poor, remote areas of China obtain essential information, One Plus One operates regular, what they call, mobile advice clinics. These are staffed by members of One Plus One, together with experienced legal, health, and personal counselors. Over the course of 15 clinics, they have given direct counseling to over 1,000 disabled people. This has enabled them to keep in touch with some of the poorest people in the community. Listeners often call into the station's hotline seeking additional information. Here's a big quote for you from Kai Kong. Often they want to know if we know of a cure for their disability. We try to redirect them to look at living with a disability, how they might access services and live independently. We want them to know that they are not the problem. The problem is the physical and attitudinal barriers within our society. One of our listeners, he continues, who is totally blind, lives in the rural area of Sichuan Province. He is our faithful listener because the radio is the only way for him to get information. When he heard that we opened a hotline for the blind, he asked his family to buy a cell phone for him so that he could give us a call. Through the hotline, he learned how to get free screen reader software. He went to the local Disabled People's Federation and got computer training and a living allowance. Later, he heard on the radio that we were beginning to provide a service to make audiobooks for the blind. He sent us a book about how to feed pigs, as he felt pig farming could be an employment option for blind people in rural areas. He got the idea that blind people are valuable and should be active by listening to our programs. The people who staff the hotline all have disabilities and are trained on the center's accessible phone and computer technology. One of the staffers, a young woman who was working there during her summer break from college, told me that growing up, her parents were supportive of her becoming independent and choosing her own career path. Ultimately, however, she was only allowed to attend the Special Education College of Changchun University. This is the place that trains blind students solely for massage therapy jobs. I asked her, "Do you want to be a masseuse?" She laughed and said, "No, I hate massage." So the education issue affects the employment rate of people with disabilities, which has been estimated at 40%. Of those employed, 36% are female, 64% male. Aside from directly affecting people's independence and ability to support themselves, this also has wider implications. The Human Rights Watch report noted China loses as much as $111.7 billion U.S. dollars equivalent, or about 3% of its GDP, as a result of lost productivity stemming from excluding persons with disabilities from the workforce. One Plus One address the issue of education and employment, as well as other issues such as women with disabilities and access to information. This was all done in a report titled, it's a long one, Implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And just so you know, China ratified this convention in 2008, but has been quite slow in actually implementing its principles. The United States has signed it, but has not even ratified the convention. Next, we go to some things they provide, leadership camps, to prepare a new generation of activists. One Plus One holds leadership training camps for young disabled people from all over China. The workshops include disability equality training, information about the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and also about disability rights in other countries, how to tell a good story, how to make use of social media, and how to influence traditional media. At the end of the camp, everyone is assigned to tell a story in 3 minutes. An important aspect of the camp is connecting people with different types of disabilities with each other, especially those who are isolated in their communities, to encourage them to support each other and to work together to affect change. The final topic here is, can you hear disabled people's voices? On a national level, in an effort to move the disability rights movement in China toward more visibility, diversity, and inclusiveness, in November 2014, One Plus One launched something called China's Voice of Disability Month. The goal was to give a big picture of disability rights, educate people about resources, and attract the attention of the government and the public to promote changes in attitudes. It was the first large-scale joint activity created by the disabled community and provided coverage of a full range of disability issues taking place in 31 cities, 22 provinces, and including 57 partners and a total of 87 different events. The starting point was, can you hear disabled people's voices? And the end point was, yes, I can hear disabled people's voices. Voice of Disability Month will be held every November in China, and possibly other countries of the world will celebrate the independent voices of disabled people. The article ends with a quote from Kai Kong. Of course, all disabled people hope that perhaps one day China's Voice of Disability Month will cease to exist, because by that time there will be no need for us to have such an event. And finally, a quote to keep you thinking. It says, disability does not mean inability. This was the title of a recent Texas State University professional development course, and I like it. Disability does not mean inability. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.